which reduces the size of our government because we're not building a new elections building or remodeling an elections building somewhere else. We're going to use a historic courthouse that we're always going to have at least once every 2 years for elections, which I think is wonderful. The average election time in this historic courthouse this past election season was 1 minute. I find that to be remarkable. Our election staff did a remarkable job during elections. We didn't even use overflow upstairs. Maybe in the November elections we might have to, but we had rooms set up for handicapped folks to go vote in one area to get them in and out very quickly. So looking at all those factors, trying to reduce the size of the government by having elections in this building versus spending $1.5 to $2.5 million on another building down the road and always having to upgrade AC units, roofs, just all the things that come along with you know, doing upgrades and stuff like that. We believe that this is not just a short-term fix, by the way, we would say. With the parking that we will have across the street where the old annex is, with that parking, the other parking that's around, the fact that we only took about 1 minute to vote in this building, we see that we can vote in this building 20 plus years. So the commission board currently is not looking at a short-term fix. We're looking at long-term answers long after the current board is off this board. And we believe this is a viable answer.